And you never say I ain't gonna hurt you.
No, I think I would have been very much reproved if I'd said that.
Say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say no.
It wasn't I.
Okay. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And what might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a
safety pin.
Okay. Are those words, do you pronounce those words the same way, or do you make a distinction?
Between what?
P-E-N and P-I-N.
I certainly do. One of them is a pin, the other one is a pen.
Okay. And soup that you buy usually comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
Okay. And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A coat.
Okay.
Tie.
Mm-hmm.
Shirt.
And here you wear
Trousers.
Any other name for trousers?
Yes, pants.
Uh-huh. What about a long time ago, men would wear a sleeveless
waistcoat.
Waistcoat?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard that. Is that?
Waistcoat is rather old-fashioned.
Uh-huh.
A sweater? Are you thinking of a sweater?
What?
A sleeveless sweater.
Uh-huh. Now, I was thinking of, what was this waistcoat like now?
Like a vest.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a vest.
What's the difference between waistcoat?
I don't think there's much.
Mm-hmm. Is vest a more modern word? Or?
Yes, I think
uh-huh.
so.
That's.
Do you know how to spell waistcoat?
Uh-uh.
W-A-I-S-T-C-O-A-T. Looks like
uh-huh.
a waistcoat.
I've seen that word
mm-hmm.
in print, but
mm-hmm.
I've never.
Waistcoat is the way it was pronounced originally.
Uh-huh. What about something that a man would wear if he was working out around the barn? Something that come made out of denim and would come up?
You mean overalls?
Okay.
All right.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and what, me my coat?
Bring me my coat.
Okay. So you'd say, so then he went in and
brought me my coat.
And it'd say, here I have
brought you my coat. Brought
okay.
you your coat.
And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit me.
And if you're on, say, matching coat and pants would be called a
suit.
And if you just bought it, it would be a brand
new suit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
And you'd say, well, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it
shrank.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt won't
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
I might.
Mm-hmm. What if a woman likes to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror? You know, just
she likes to primp.
Okay. Any other expressions for that?
I don't think of one right now.
Uh-huh. Would you say that about a man?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. And something that you could hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
Any other name for that?
Parasol, sun.
Uh-huh. A parasol and umbrella were different.
Not much, except that the umbrella, well, no, they're not really different. I started to say in origin.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, parasol means something against the sun. So does an umbrella mean a little shadow, so there you are.
Mm-hmm. What about something that people used to carry money in, or carry their coins in?